Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On our newsline is Nicole Narea, the senior immigration reporter at Law 360. Nicole, any idea how the court will rule on this?
Right now, based on the lines of questioning that we saw from the justices, it looks like the case will be split down party lines. It seems that the conservative justices were much more sympathetic to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross's discretion to implement the citizenship question on the census. And it seems that the liberal justices sort of latched on to arguments from the ACLU's counsel, basically that the citizenship question would lead to an undercount of non-citizens and, in particular, Hispanic populations, which would be hugely detrimental for states like California, for example.
Those in favor of this citizenship question, what's the argument for it?
The argument for the citizenship question is that it would essentially allow the DOJ to better enforce the Voting Rights Act, which prohibits discrimination against U.S. citizens in voting. Basically, what they say is that the census would give them granular block-level data that would help them measure minority voting power through a metric called the voting age population.
And as you mentioned, opponents are, there's a whole myriad of issues that they're worried about.
Yeah, exactly. This goes far beyond the census. It could lead to, for example, issues with the apportionment of representatives by population in the House and how federal dollars for things like schools and public safety programs are doled out to states and localities. So a lot of states and municipalities that have sanctuary laws would be very much affected by this and may see a dip in their representation in Congress and in their federal dollars as a direct result of how the census plays out and whether if their populations are undercounted.
2020 is coming up quick. Do we have any idea when the Supreme Court will actually rule on this?
The Census Bureau is facing a deadline of June to finalize the final census form. So this has to be happening pretty quickly, and we're expecting a ruling before that census deadline for the High Court to respect that deadline. So this will be a very quick turnaround for the justices.
All right. Thank you, Nicole. Nicole Narea at Law 360.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.